să spune, mi se zice la bă de invitați.
Tiki prea ca ei.
Ne, probabil să produc să se humor, să știe.
Ne.
Am asta nu mă da știe. O, deci tot puștui cu pune.
Ne, ne, ne.
Ne,
să ki prea ca.
Ne, po, am dobi să se vezi în anglic. Efta.
Είναι πιο δυνατό να πω
στάγει. Ναι, και με πολλά διαφορετικό. Χαλά την έννοια. Έχει έναν, ας πούμε, έναν τύπου χιούμορ, ας πούμε, που δεν μπορείς να το εκφράσεις στην Αγγλική. Ναι.
Ναι, that's what I mean when I
say... Καλά παραδείγματα μπορείς να μου δώσεις.
No!
Μου κολλαντούρευα.
Εφημερίδες, μια ακούετε ραδιόφωνο, βίντεο ή φιλμ. Σε ποια γλώσσα, ας πούμε, σε ποια γλώσσα διαβάζεις, ας πούμε, βιβλία περισσότερο.
Περισσότερο είναι τα αγγλικά.
Εφημερίδες.
Έχουμε την ελληνική εφημερίδα.
Την Παρακιακή που διαβάζεις.
Ναι, την Παρακιακή. Αλλά πάντα είναι το αγγλέζικο το κομμάτι που διαβάζω. Επειδή τα ελληνικά είναι πολλά... It's an effort. You have to sit and read and think.
Στην εφημερίδα νομίζω είναι πιο δύσκολα.
Ναι.
Παρά σε βιβλίο να
σου πεις. Because, you know, you're not used to it.
Έχεις πρόβλημα.
Κι εγώ με την εφημερίδα δεν έχω μεγάλο πρόβλημα. Διότι... Ναι, θέματα που το λεξιλόγιο είναι τελείως διαφορετικό. Πολιτικά θέματα, ας πούμε.
Ραδιόφωνο. Το ράδιο να ακούσουμε.
Ναι, προπάντως τώρα που το έβαλα στην Καμπασάρια. Ναι, ακούμε.
Ναι, στην Κύπρο αριθμό, ας πούμε. Δεν έχω προβλήματα.
Στην Κύπρο. Το Κυπριακό εννοείς εδώ.
Ναι, ναι. Στην Κύπρο, η τηλεόραση, η ράδιο είναι με πρόβλημα της. Να διαβάσουν
λίγο. Ναι, να ακούω, καταλαβαίνω. Για να διαβάζω πιο δύσκολο.
Σαν βίντεο, τι βλέπετε? Βλέπετε ελληνικά?
Τα ελληνικά ναι, αλλά τα βρίσκω πολλά δύσκολο για να καταλάβω. Πολλά.
Έχει κυπριακά βίντεο?
Έχει, ναι. Πάλι there are a lot of comedy sketches. Αλλά...
Και πάντα μη στήθηκε, είναι quick.
Μω, no, they're so easy. Because it's you. You can relate to that, you can understand it because it happens in your own home. But when it's Greek, it's not... It's very different. You can't relate to it.
Ναι, εσύ. Ναι, τα ίδια. Πάντα ελληνική είναι, δεν έχω τόσο πρόβλημα να στο πει. Αλλά μπορώ να αποκάλυψω στο σχολείο.
Σε ποια γλώσσα χρησιμοποιώ για να απαντήσω στο τηλέφωνο οι γονείς σου ή εσύ?
Στο τηλέφωνο. Εγώ στην Αγγλική.
Οι γονείς σου.
Την απάντηση δηλαδή, να πω...
Ναι, αλλά όταν θέλουν να απαντήσουν, ας πούμε, στο τηλέφωνο, τι να απαντήσουν πρώτα.
Να πω... Hello.
Να πω. Αγγλικά.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Και όταν θα κάποιος ξένος, ας πούμε, χτυπήσει την πόρτα, τι είναι να πούν οι γονείς σου, ας πούμε, να μιλήσουν ελληνικά, κυπριακά πρώτα ή αγγλικά.
Σαν καλά, αν τους ξέρω. Ένα...
Κάποιος ξένος φυσικά, ναι.
Ξένος. Σαν οι γονείς μου, όταν... Η γιαγιά μου προφαντός, όταν είναι κάποιος ξένος, φωνάζει μου εμένα.
Α, ένα
επειδή
ένα παντά μέσα.
Ναι. Στο τηλέφωνο πάλι. Όταν δει ότι είναι κάποιος ξένος, φωνάζει μου εμένα.
Τι λέει όμως, δεν άκουσες καμιά φορά.
Να δεχτεί. Ήσουν έναν που τηλεφώνησε, έναν φίλος του Τάνη, Ινδιάνο. Και κατάλαβε, αλλά όπως είπε, can I speak to Danny? Και την είπε, ο γιέ μου είναι μέσα, είναι δουλειά. Ύστερα είπε, ο Μιτσής, I'll phone him later. So καταλαβαίνει, αλλά να τα πει, δεν μπορεί. Hello, μπορεί να πει, yeah, πάντα να πει hello. Hello, ναι. Άντρι.
Πόσα χρόνια είναι.
63.
Μεγάλη.
Ναι. Είναι καλά τα αγγλικά της δηλαδή.
Καβελούα.
Κέρι.
Κοτσίχρονο.
Μέντε στο Southgate. Α, ναι. Μπορείτε να περιγράψετε τους γείτονες σας. Ας πούμε, μπορείς να τους περιγράψεις Αγγλέζους, Κυπραίους. Δίγλωσσους που λέμε.
English speaking, Cypriot speaking or bilingual.
Έχουμε... Ο ένας είναι... Greek. Ο ένας μας ο γείτονας, απέναντι είναι bilingual.
Δηλαδή?
Μιλούς στην αθήνα. Yeah.
Είναι και σου είπες είναι ο ένας είναι νόμιλος.
Παναγία μου κάνεις τα. Τιχώς δεν είναι βίντεο μας και...
Δεν πειράζει.
Ωραία. Ναι.
Κυπρέοι πες μου.
Κυπρέοι.
Μεγάλη.
Είναι περίπου 30 χρονών, 35. Η γυναίκα είναι γέννημα Αγγλίας. Ο άντρας της ήρθε που ήταν 3 χρονών περίπου. Καλά δεν είναι, όταν αλλά δεν τα μιλούν καθόλου. Μιλούν, η γυναίκα προτιμά να μιλά τα αγγλικά. Και μιλούν όλο αγγλικά στο σπίτι και τα μωρά όλο αγγλικά, δεν ξέρουν αγγλικά.
Α, γι' αυτό τους μιλάς κάποτε...
Ναι. Τι αυτοί σας μιλάτε.
Δηλαδή το κάνεις δηλαδή, ποιος είναι ο λόγος που το
κάνεις. Είχαμε πολλές συζητήσεις για το θέμα που
δηλαδή για να τους... Για να τους πικάρεις που λέμε, για να τους κάνεις να μιλήσουν κυπριακά.
Για να τους κάνω παραπάνω να μιλήσουν τα κυπριακή και ίσως να νιώσω ότι θέλω να αποδείξω ότι είναι τόσο ωραίο πράγμα.
Μιλάς τη γλώσσα σου.
Ναι. Νιώσα πολλά σιόν, την ημέρα το μωρό του άντρα μου, άκουσε να το πω, είχαν κάνει τον παπά του. Δηλαδή μου, δηλαδή του μια φορά μου κάνει teach me to speak Greek. Και να μην είναι στο νούμερο, ξέρω, αλλά εγώ να φτάσει κάποιο σημείο που το μωρό να θέλει.
Σε συγκίνησε δηλαδή,
ναι. Κάτι που σε... Και δεν το δόθηκε ευκαιρία, ας πούμε. Και συζήτητε με είχε άλλη πολλή σχέση, γιατί τρώει στο να στείλει τα μωρά που να μπαίνουν στη σχολή. Αλλά η πείρα δική τη νιώθει τον κύριο και νομίζει ότι είναι ένα πρόβλημα για τα μωρά τη. Δηλαδή να στέλνει με το ζόρι, να σου πω, όπως την έστελναν την ίδια γονή του. Και τα προβλήματα που είχε στο σπίτι βλέπει τα σαν επειδή ήταν Κύπρια, α πούμε, και όχι επειδή. Ήταν στις οικονομικές συνθήκες ή άλλες συνθήκες.
Μάλιστα. Πόσο καιρό ζεις εδώ, πόσα χρόνια έχει που ζεις
εδώ.
Εσύ είπες μου 10, ε. Δύο χρόνια που είναι σπασάνε.
Έστω σε άφηκα, νομίζω, δύο χρόνια. Έρχεται. Δύο χρόνια. The second year we're in now, isn't it?
Ναι, εγώ 7 χρόνια είμαι.
7 χρόνια. Πού ήσασταν πριν?
Φτάνθηκε. Κοντά στην άντρα.
Ναι, μα μόνο ήταν.
Α, εντάξει.
Ναι, πριν με.
Ανήκετε σε Λέσχες, community center, πηγαίνετε σε κλάσεις, σε τάξη, σε δίσκο, άλλα...
Πρώτη μου λέσχη ήταν ο χορός. Για να μάθω χορό.
Πού πήγαινες?
Hazelwood. Στερα πού. Ήταν παραπάνω χορός. Επειδή ήμουν πιο μικρή, το έξω μου ήταν really. Ήταν ο χορός. Τώρα όμως που μεγαλώνω είναι πιο εύκολο να φτιάξω.
Και ποια γλώσσα να μιλούσαν που πιένες για το χορό.
Ήταν αγγλέζικα.
Ήταν αγγλέζικα.
Δηλαδή μιλούσαν μας.
Αγγλέζικα.
Yeah.
Ήταν Κύπροι δηλαδή.
Ναι. Ήταν αγγλέζικα όμως μιλούσαν. Σαν τώρα έχουμε δικό μας συγκρότημα χορού. Let's go to the community center, πάμε.
Σε ποιο στο?
Community center, κοινωτικό κέντρο, Wood Green.
Α, στο Wood Green.
Για πρόβες.
Ναι, πρόβες.
Μαζί μου που πάτε?
Ναι, μαζί σας.
Ναι, έχουμε... Εμείς το οργάνωσαμε.
Ωραία.
Κύπρια, όλοι.
Και τι μιλάτε στα παιδιά? Στους νέους, μάλιστα, στους...
Μας στέλνουν οι φίλοι, μιλούμε μεταξύ μας αγγλικά.
Αγγλικά.
Αυτός πάλι... Μου είναι κανένα σκέτς.
Ναι. Μιλούμε εντάξει.
Τα ψώνια που πάτε στην περιοχή σας, στη γειτονιά σας, ας πούμε, ποια γλώσσα μιλάτε? Έχει Κύπριους γύρω σας ή...
Ναι, έχουμε. Έχουμε τον μπακάλι, αλλά πάει μιλούσε αγγλικά. Should I say that again? No, yes, the Bacchanica music in Anglican ballet. And in English, it's open.
I'm in the Apathic Economist. So, Thomas, but in relation to the Bacchanic, he draws from loose.
Yeah, we're home in an analysis.
Never.
Almost.
This is sort of. Δεν ξέρω, τώρα άρχισαν οι υπαλλήλοι, ας πούμε, και από ό,τι ακούω που μιλούν, Κύπροι της Κύπρου.
Τι μιλούν?
Ναι.
Τι μιλούν οι Κυπριακά?
Κυπριακά είναι ελληνικά, τα μπακάνικα και ίσως να φύγει, δεν θυμίζει.
Εσείς τι τους μιλάτε δηλαδή που πάτε?
Άμα να ακούσω ότι μιλούν, μιλούσε εγώ ελληνικά. Ή αν είναι κάποιος μεγάλος, μιλούν ελληνικά. Άμα να είναι...
Ωραία. Are there any recognizable subgroups in the neighborhood? Υπάρχουν, ας πούμε, νέοι, ας πούμε, που μιλούν μια γλώσσα διαφορετική, που έχουν δική τους γλώσσα, ας πούμε, τους Κύπρους, ξέρω εγώ, τους νεαρούς.
Σαν μόνο Κύπροι που μιλάνε?
Οι Αγγλοί, ναι. Που να έχουμε μια δική τους, ας πούμε, γλώσσα, ένα δικό τους, ας πούμε, που να μην καταλαβαίνετε. Αν υπάρχουν, που μιλούν διαφορετικά, ας πούμε, από εσάς.
Κύπροι, δηλαδή.
Ναι, οι ξένοι φυσικά, οι Εγγλέζοι, ας πούμε.
Σαν να μέσα έχουμε πολλές φίλες.
Μιλούν το ίδιο με εσάς όπως εσάς.
δηλαδή τα αγγλέζικα τους.
Φαντασί μου. Εσύ είσαι Κύπρος, κάποτε που μιλούν πολλά την ελληνική.
Ναι.
Συνδέσεις με την κυρία Κυρία μου.
Ναι.
Βέβαια, μέσα στη
σπίτι
τι είναι τούτη, δηλαδή,
είναι. Ναι, Κύπρια. Ήταν τελευταία όμω στην Αγγλία, ναι.
Πώ θα έρθει από την Κύπρο.
Ναι. Δεν σου αρέσει, δεν έτσι, οι κόρε τη, α πούμε, ήρθαν εδώ για να σπουδάσουν. Και μιλούν πολλά την ελληνική διάλεκτο.
Σας χτυπάει σαν, ας πούμε, ναι. Σας χτυπά πολλά. Δεν το βρίσκεται, ας πούμε, φυσικό να μιλούν τα ελληνικά.
Ναι. Στην Κύπρο όμως εγκλωτούνταν κάτι που πολύ συχνά.
Τι κόσμος δηλαδή είναι, τι... Είναι πλούσιοι, είναι...
Ναι, φαντάζομαι μια μεσαία.
Μεσαία τάξη.
Η πρωτεύουσα της Βλαχτισιάδης. Ενώ στα χωριά βρίσκεις τα λόγια.
Άρα δουλεύετε και δυο στο κάνετε χορό. Όταν πάτε σε νοσοκομεία, stage agency, council, banks, post office, travel agency. Τι μιλάτε?
Όλα. Αγγλικά.
Γιατί έχει και Κύπρος, ας πούμε.
Νομίζω πάλι αν έχουν Κύπρο δεν μιλούσουν.
Έτυχε σου να πάει σε Κύπριο γιατρό, σε ξέρω εγώ είσαι.
Έχει στιγμές που δεν σου διούν την ευκαιρία να σου μιλήσουν κυπριακά.
Μιλάς τους δηλαδή κυπριακά και δεν σου μιλούν ή...
No.
Περιμένεις εσύ την ευκαιρία να σου δώσεις.
Περιμένεις εσύ.
Ναι. Αλλά σαν τα νοσοκομεία, πολλά συνήθως σαν έτσι τόπους πρέπει να είναι αγγλικά, πρέπει να ξέρεις τη γλώσσα. Σαν κάποιος που δεν ξέρει τη γλώσσα αγγλικά, πρέπει να πάρει κάποιον μαζί τους να σου εξηγήσει, γιατί πολλά άλλοι Κύπροι βρέχονται μες στα νοσοκομεία ή μες στο αεροδρόμιο, σαν στο αεροδρόμιο που ήρθα εγώ και μια Κυπρέα δεν ξέρει αγγλικά και πρέπει να σταθώ μαζί της να σου εξηγήσω. Πρέπει σε έτσι τόπους να έχει παραπάνω Κύπριους να τους βοηθούν.
Και στα βόρεια, ας πούμε, που έχει πάρα πολλούς. If within one, two generations, nobody will speak the Cypriot dialect, do you agree?
No. In two generations' time?
One or two.
No, I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't think so. Maybe say parapano inai na mesa inem. So I think they feel really strongly about their identity, you know. I think εσείς μερικούς που δεν μιλούσαν τίποτε τα κυπριακά, τα ελληνικά, μόνο εγγλέζικα και ο τρόπος που ζούσαν μέσα εδώ είναι πολλά αγγλικό, τα συστήματα τους είναι αγγλικά. Αλλά νομίζω εσείς εκείνους που είναι πολλά...
Πώς τα αγγλικά
δεν μπορείς να σαν εγώ τώρα... Πολλά it's like... Όπως είπα πριν, you've got the people that are very English, very English, and they have rejected...
You mean for the Greek Cypriots?
Yeah, the Greek Cypriots. They've rejected their language as well as their cultural thing.
Do you put them in any... class of
I think you could say the more
upper middle class.
Maybe not so much, maybe a bit higher than that. I don't know if you can say it's snobbery. I don't know if it's snobbery.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more than that. But I think there are those people that are more...
You mean the young or parents as well?
I think parents as well. I mean, don't you know parents that are really...
Yeah. I'm not sure if it has related to class. I see.
It's a lot of things. I'm not saying it's just class.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's not necessarily snobbery, like, you know... I think it's so much more involved, isn't it?
Variation. I feel that the upper class hypocrites are becoming more like the upper class hypocrites in Cyprus. There's a lot of things in common now. Yeah, although the language might not be there, the attitude is beginning to merge. And then. Yeah, I don't know if it's class related. The working class here might... I don't know if there is so much working class. I might have to sit for it. I don't know how you determine it either.
Most of them are middle class.
In terms of financially, yeah, because over the years, most Cypriots have
spent. Yeah, could say that, yeah. But I don't think... It's really hard to say. But it may be a generation time. I think it'll be stronger.
Cypriot identity.
I think so.
Just τι είναι αυτό που σε κάνει να το λες, ας πούμε.
Because, but it's personal. It's really hard. I can't say it's everyone. Personally. I've become more stronger. I feel much more stronger towards my Cypriot. I really, because like it's all personal really, because I go to a college that's very English, very English, and it's very easy for me to say, all right, so that I can mix with them, I have to, I'll reject my Greek, and be with them and really mix so that I won't stand out. But I can't, I don't want to do that. Instead of that, I reject that. So I become much stronger.
Yeah, I think that's the determining factor.
Yeah.
It's your environment.
I think that
determines how Cypriot you are.
Yeah.
And I think if there's a lot of English pressure or outside pressure around you.
That's right.
To assimilate, then you will.
Yeah.
But you've got the strong Cypriot background at home.
That's right.
To keep you going.
That's
you've got that strength behind you.
Whereas other people.
Whereas if you didn't have that either,
I could quite easily.
You could have easily just. Yeah, because I've got friends, even relatives who have, even sister-in-laws, who have had such a strong influence on their identity.
You mean the Cypriot?
Yeah. That's forced them into. Well, push them into some sort of simulation. Rejection of the Cypriot culture.
Don't you think that the youth today are maybe a bit more stronger towards?
They're not stronger than the parents were, I don't think, because they came out of the Cypriot.
But do you think that it will be?
I'm worried about the language going, I really am.
Yeah.
And I think it's already going. I think the Cypriotness is different now because I think there's still very strong links with Cyprus, which affects it, and also very closely knit community, which is keeping it going. So even if the language isn't there, the friends are Cypriot, so the lifestyle is Cypriot. They're still, I mean, when we go to Trent Park now, bank holidays, you don't see the first generation having. It's all less anymore.
Where
you go to Trent Park in the park, where all the first generation Cypriots, all our parents used to go and have souvlaki. Now it's the younger people taking over, and they go with groups.
They go there.
And they're all Cypriot. So you see a new generation taking over the old habits, which means that is still going. That side of it is still going. So even if certain things have been lost, that language is lost.
Yeah.
I think ways are kept and traditions.
But the language is gone.
Language, I think, is going. I think it's losing its function. There's no purpose for it anymore. There's no need for it anymore.
Well, over here.
Yeah.
Over here,
the only need for it is to maintain a sense of identity.
Yeah.
And if people feel strongly about it, they'll keep it. But there's no other purpose unless they go to Cyprus.
So, do you agree with the one or two generation Greek dialect will
disappear?
Yeah.
I think it will, but I think there'll be a
different.
There
or?
Will be
different.
A resurrection of it somewhere along the line. There's going to be this need again to bring it back for a different reason. People are going to, like this little kid, are going to suddenly think, well, why? I might as well learn my native language. It's going to become fashionable for a reason, for a certain reason. Yeah, it's going to come back for fashion reasons, I think, for wanting to speak your native language.
Mm.
But not for the reason that it's been kept
yeah.
so far, for a different reason,
mm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's pretty sad to think that it'll go. It's sad.
I don't know if I'm right, it might not. I don't know.
No, I can understand your reasons why it will go, it could go.
It's because I'm seeing it now go that I say that, not because of anything else.
I mean, look now, we're talking...
Yeah, exactly. Your language needs some sort of purpose to come to mind.
So you agree? So
I hope it doesn't go.
I do.
And I'll do as much as I can to prevent it from going.
I think education plays such a big part as well. Education has done nothing to maintain the Cypriot dialect.
You mean
the Greek
school?
No. The Greek has done a lot. I think if it wasn't for the Greek school, wouldn't have
yeah.
had even less. I think the English school plays a very big role in it. I know kids who speak Greek very well, and up to the age of 10 they decide they don't want to speak Greek anymore because it's...
Why? Because
I think they've been made to feel that it's just nothing. It's not worth anything.
Just the pressure from the...
From mainstream education, from school. I mean, Anna said earlier on that if she spoke Greek at school she was told to shut up. And I know so many cases like that. Why can't the second language, the first language, the mother tongue be encouraged and end up with bilingual pupils? I think there's so much racism in education in that sense, and with just a little bit push and help from mainstream English schools, Cypriot would be there alive today, much more than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much opportunity, but they don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, even Cypriot teachers
there are
in
Cypriot.
School,
exactly.
In the English schools, they don't talk to you in Cypriot.
You mean...
In English school. I've had two or three Cypriot English school, and we liked it. We liked having a Cypriot teacher. Mr. Demetrius. But he would never ever talk to us in Cypriot. And if we did, I don't think he liked it.
In class, you mean?
Yeah, he didn't like it. You know, we might say something
it's the same reason, isn't
yeah.
it? He's got such a pressure from top.
That's, yeah.
And if he gets caught, we might think, oh God, what will I think of him? I don't even think I'm taking advantage of him.
Come forward, David. Can't.
Mantle.
Hello. Would you get married with an English man or Greek Cypriot from Cyprus or Greek Cypriot from here?
You can't ask her that question, can you?
Can.
I've
only been married once.
That's true. I think. No.
Arab.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, To marry an English person, English English. No, I can't see myself marrying someone who's English. But English Greek, yes, from India, because we have the same. We were born in this country. We know this. We know the same things here. We know. Everything. You match because you've been through the same things. But someone who's from, I think Cypriot people, like men in Cyprus, are really different to in here. Really different.
Well,
now don't get personal.
No, it's saying they're much friendly. They want to speak to you. They want to know about you.
Από καλή άποψη όμως ή από κακή άποψη.
Again, you've got to
be careful.
Be careful.
No, so I mean, last time I went in here, the men in here are very.
You mean the Greek Cypriots?
The Greek Cypriots in here, they're very. When you go out, all they've got in their minds
is sex. Sex, sex.
Yeah. It's very everything to have a friend. It's just really hard to explain. Friendship in here is very. It's very much sex related, and like that's why a lot of you get a lot of Greek Cypriots going out with English girls or
just to have a sex,
just to have the sexual thing. Although you do get Greek Cypriot girls that have the, you know, have that kind of relationship.
In Cyprus,
I can't say I don't know them very well. But when I went in there. There's much more of a laid-back atmosphere. In here, it's very rarely do you get a guy to approach you to say hello. It's very hard in here for relationships to happen. In there, it's very different. There's this friend, this group feeling. You go out with groups. If someone new comes into the group, they let him in. That they speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
They take you. You know, you get cousins coming in, cousins being friends. So there's this, you know, there's this long list of, everyone wants to know one another.
Mm.
But in here, it's usually the couples, you know, although in Cyprus you get a lot of couples.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of couples. I was very shocked to see how much, it's very important to have a boyfriend in Cyprus.
Yes.
Very important. In here it's not so much have a boyfriend, but when you go out, it's very tight. You go out with four people. You usually stick with four people along the way. You never. It's very hard to meet people.
Mingle.
It's very hard.
Is many mingle.
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 Agnolisis.
Yeah.
To mix. Yes, it's more difficult to me.
Yes, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Ah, λες τέσσερις κοπέλες, ας πούμε τέσσερις κοπέλες είναι να μην είναι τέσσερα αγόρια, τέσσερα αγόρια.
It's really, it's
yeah,
very hard.
It's very.
Ποιος είναι ο λόγος, δηλαδή?
I think it's lack of confidence to a certain extent. People.
Είναι οι γονείς που περισσότερο, ας πούμε, να.
Approach is different.
Well,
to
English education.
Yes, it could also be English habits. Yes, I suppose when you go out in an environment where people aren't used to being forthcoming and going out of their way to meet you, then you get trained into that. Maybe it is the English attitude. People are more cautious here, aren't they?
Yeah.
Worried.
It's horrible. It's really.
Worried, but yeah.
I was so shocked in Cyprus. How. Because I was just.
In here, it's like you said, you're worried all the time what people will say,
what
people
think
will think.
You.
And that, I think that comes with family. Because all the time, what's so-and-so going to say about you? When you go out, be careful. When you do this, be careful. When you, how you do this, don't do this, don't do that. And I think it's just always on your mind. However much you say, I don't care, I don't care, you still think, oh no, what's so-and-so going to say about you? Whereas in Cyprus, I think there's much, I don't know, there's this carefree. I feel it's a bit more carefree. They do it, they just, they're open about it.
Maybe it's also the parents aren't scared about outside influence. They're not worried about who you're going to go with so much. Or who you're going to meet. There's no dangers. There's not so many dangers.
And to marry someone Cypriot, I think it's very, I think it's so different.
They love you?
For one, you've got the language barrier. That's one barrier.
About in Cyprus.
Yeah. You know, I've been, you know, they talk it really well, whereas you don't. They don't talk English very, they might not be able to talk English very well. You do. And their life might be different from in here. Όταν μέσα να ξέρω μια φίλη να είναι παντρεμένη με Κύπριον, Γλέζου Κύπρεα, βρίσκω πολλά δύσκολο ο άντρας της, επειδή να μέσα να το έξω είναι, you know,
σε να προσαρμοστεί.
Ναι, it's very difficult. It's just too, I think it's two completely different lives.
Τι θα έλεγες για τα προξένια?
Wow.
Θα σου άρεσε να πούμε οι γονείς σου να σου προξένουσαν κάποιον?
No. That's the truth, no. No, μου φέρουν προξένια. Ούτε όμα το σκεφτείς είναι κάτι που κάνουν το για το καλό σου. Αλλά πιστεύω ότι έχει και άλλους τρόπους να αναγνωρίσεις κάποιον. Δεν το... Δεν μου αρέσει. Νομίζω είναι κάτι που τα μέσα να σιγά σιγά ο ένας γνωρίζει τον άλλον. I can't think much about Proxenia.
Για τον Κυπριακό γάμο.
Μου
αρέσει. Σου αρέσει. Yeah, πολλά. Εσύ, Ρουμνά,
έκανες Κυπριακό γάμο για τα μέσα. Ναι. Με όλα τα έθιμα, ξέρω εγώ. Ναι.
Είχε. Πότε παντρεύτηκες?
Πριν 7 χρόνια περίπου.
Πόσο χρόνο είσαι?
27 Σεπτέμβρη. Μονίκος. Γνωριστήκαμε. Εγώ πάντως πάντα νόμιζα μάλλον ήταν να παντρευτώ Κύπρο της Κύπρου, επειδή είχα παραπάνω σχέσεις με Κύπρους της
Κύπρου.
Ναι, το έξω μου, οι φίλοι μου παραπάνω.
Τα φοιτητές, ας πούμε, από την Κύπρο ή...
Όχι τούτο. Ήταν όταν πήγαινα έξω, όταν πήγαινα Κύπρο, πήγαινα παραπάνω έξω. Έχω ξαδέρφη, είμαστε πολλά στενές. Και είχαμε Κύπρο δικό μας, ας πούμε. Πάντα ήμουν με αυτήν. Αλλά ο Φίσος είναι... He's quite secret in his ways. Very. So...
Secret from England.
From England, but also from Cyprus.
Tikani.
He's in the rag trade. Fashion. Clothes manufacturing. But he, I don't know. No, I do know why. He's Cypriot from England. He's very much like that, but at the same time he's very Cypriot from Cyprus. Because he, went to school, secondary, during the war.
Mm.
There was a lot of influx of Cypriot refugees,
mm.
especially into his school. He made a lot of Cypriot friends then, and that really urged him. His Greek wasn't good, he couldn't read it, and that really urged him to learn Greek because of his friends.
Mm.
There was a real pressure on him, and he even told me he got to the extent where he used to lock up himself in a room. For him, it's something really big, and just read Greek newspapers so he could learn the language and listen to Greek records. And he got very much into the Cypriot way of life, all because of his friends coming over from Cyprus. So that's
why
affected him by a lot.
And he spoke young?
No.
No, I haven't
yeah.
got any either.
Yeah. All right. Have you ever been discriminated against?
Yes, I have. School, I have been.
There's a foreign issue.
It was secondary school. It's really difficult to say, to think.
I mean, you weren't allowed to speak Greek in English school at all.
Mm.
There was a lot of, because there were a lot of Greek people in my school, there were a lot of other cultures and nationalities felt threatened.
Mm.
A lot of English people felt threatened because we were a big group. So those fights, Greek speaking English. A lot of teachers.
English
teachers. That we had a lot of English teachers who were very subtly.
Subtly.
How can you say subtly?
Voilà.
Yeah. They'd say, oh, you Greeks are made of money. They'd say things like that. What other things? They always think that we've got lots of money. They think. I don't know why we've got lots of money. I can't think of other things. In my college,
mm.
I am where I am now. That's why I'm leaving now. It's very English. There is not one Cypriot person in my college, not one. There's a lot of Holland, and they're very upper class. They all went to private schools. They all had fathers who have businesses and professional fathers and I feel very much intimidated by people like that. But my tutors, they don't.
You must have left this thing. You have to fight.
Yeah, but how much can you fight? I think I would. When you think it's worth it.
Mm.
But that's not one of the reasons. Mm. That's one of the reasons I'm leaving. But there are other reasons which are just as important. But replace people with people like that. It gets to a stage when you're one person against so many, it's very hard. It gets to a stage where you think I can't handle it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all on my own. I can't. And then they make you think that it's your fault. It's very hard to explain. It's very hard.
Is it your first year?
It's my first year. Yeah. But that, I'm not trying to say that's my reason for leaving. The reason I'm leaving is because the course isn't right for me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, in this course that I'm doing, it's very, very English. It's theatre design, films and things like that. So not only have I got the pressure of, well, the course isn't right for me, but the people weren't right for
me. Well.
It's very different.
The art courses are usually sort of Μην το κάνω αυτό, θα
They think you're very ignorant. They make you fit. They think that you're very ignorant, and all the time you have to be one step ahead of them. All the time you have to make sure that they try and put you down all the time, and you have to make sure that you up. So when you do some work, you have to make sure you do it one step better than everyone else to try and stay on that level.
Mm-hmm.
With the, you know, they think that you're very. They see you're different, and I feel that they're scared of that. They're scared of this different person.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep fighting all the time. You have to be one step ahead of them all the time. And it's like that. I think it's like that in all art. In all art department, in design. Mm-hmm. Design especially. But in that college in particular, I think she's bloody shut down.
Wimbledon.